delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why.
All right, you buckled in because it only gets better from here, all right? It gets better from here. All right, Alex, I'm gonna grab that sound from the mayor of New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio. Mayor Bill de Blasio says that drunk driving is not a serious offense. And therefore, if you're an illegal alien in America and you get caught drunk driving, he's gonna allow you to remain protected under the sanctuary city provisions of the city of New York. Now, Bill de Blasio doesn't think that drunk driving is too serious. And in fact, if you don't believe me, take a listen. Here it is. Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York talking about drunk driving. Go.
Jake, there are 170 offenses in that law that are listed as serious and violent crimes that lead to automatic cooperation between the city of New York and our federal partners. So any serious and violent crime, we're going to work with them. Someone commits a minor offense. For example, right now, if you didn't have clear definitions like we have, let's say someone had a small amount of marijuana, let's say someone went through a stop sign, they could be deported for that, and their family could be torn apart, and you could have children left behind where the breadwinner in the family is sent back to a home country. That is not good for anyone. So we differentiate. Anyone who's a violent, anyone who's a serious threat to society, we agree, we'll work with the federal partners, and they get deported. But we are not going to see, with 500,000 undocumented people here, this would be true for 11 to 12 million undocumented folks in this country, the vast majority of whom are law-abiding, we're not going to see families torn apart over a very minor offense.
But is grand larceny or drunk driving a very minor offense?
Drunk driving that does not lead to any other negative outcome, I could define as that.
So there you go. Drunk driving, a minor offense. Who in the audience here would beg to differ? Who in the audience here would beg to differ about the severity of drunk driving? I will tell you that Rich Mallow will be joining me here on the program a bit later. He is the New York State Executive Director of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. He has a very different opinion than Mayor de Blasio, the ultra-liberal mayor defending the sanctuary city status of New York by saying we will not send drunk drivers home. Hell, we might even throw a party for them. And while you're talking about sanctuary cities, you'll now need to include the city of Lansing, Michigan, your state capital. In a surprise move last night, near the end of the city council meeting, the 8-member council, along with Mayor Virge Bonero's administration, agreed to draft a resolution that could be up for a vote in as little as 2 weeks. That's right, Lansing, Michigan, moving quickly to become a sanctuary city, because that clearly must be the number one priority in Michigan today, is for Lansing, Michigan to be a sanctuary city led, apparently, by Virge Bonero and the city council in the city of Lansing. How's that make you feel? Is that the priority in Lansing? Because we must have all of the jobs taken care of. No unemployment in Lansing. Homelessness must have been taken care of while I wasn't around. Unemployment rates must have been taken care of. Our vets must be taken care of just perfectly well in the city of Lansing. Mayor Bonero, is this really the best thing you've got in mind? And listen to this. At-large City Council Member Kathy Dunbar made the motion, and she said, according to the Lansing State Journal, she doesn't care if a sanctuary city designation for Lansing means that President Trump's administration could take away up to $6.5 million in federal funding that the city gets annually. She said she doesn't care if $6.5 million headed for Lansing just goes away. Instead, she stressed the importance of protecting immigrants and refugees. I don't care about that $6 million because I don't think Trump is going to do it, said Dunbar. Unbelievable. You can direct your comments to the folks at Lansing City Hall, or you can contact me here, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Is Donald Trump doing the right thing? Do you support what Donald Trump is doing? Do you believe that he's following through on his promises to make America safe and make that a priority? 888-900-9966. What would you say to the mayor of Lansing, Michigan, Virgil Bernero, and city council members? And city council members who say it's time for Lansing to be a sanctuary city. What do you make of it? 888-900-9966. Seth Callis, a member of the Lansing chapter of BAM, by any means necessary, by the way, BAM, said the group plans to attend meetings until the council passes the resolution. We have a really concrete goal of making Lansing a declared sanctuary city. Deliberate cooperation with the federal immigration authorities. Let's take Rick checking in from Pinckney. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hi. With this announcement, I'm going to be calling my Senator Joe Hune, and I'm going to be calling my state representative, what's her name?
Whatever it may be. Go on.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling them and telling them that, hey, we need to take action in our state. We need to cut off state funding to the city of Lansing, too. I know it's our state capital, but they need to stop funding the city. I mean, that money should not go to them.
$6.5 million in federal funds.
City, they can be sovereign and on their own.
Yeah, well, here's what I concern myself with. The people in Lansing that don't have enough to eat this morning. The people that are veterans that don't have a place to stay tonight. What about the people that, you know, don't have a job? Our priorities are taking care of people that don't even exist except in theory at this point. Refugees that may come here at some point so that we can protect them. It's absurd, Rick. Thanks for checking in. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. I'll take your thoughts throughout the rest of the day. Frank Vernuccio joining us next from the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. We'll talk about the drunk driving being a very minor offense, according to Liberal Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City. Maybe he should raise the legal limit for drunk driving in New York. Maybe that would help things out, eh? Back in a moment.